Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Opening arguments take place this morning in Idaho in the murder trial against Chad Daybell.
If convicted, jurors will be considering the death penalty. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our coverage. Peter?
Amanda, the possibility of the death penalty could be extending this trial weeks longer than Lori Vallow Daybell's was, and she faced three consecutive life sentences.
I think when you think of a criminal case as being beyond a reasonable doubt, it's well beyond a reasonable doubt when a jury is considering the punishment of death.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says that if Chad Daybell is convicted,
if a jury votes to convict and to impose the death penalty, the appeals in this case could very well go for a decade or longer because it's got to work its way through not only the state but the federal system.
Daybell faces charges of murdering his first wife, Tammy Daybell, as well as Lori Vallow Daybell's children, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. Live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We do have a team in Idaho to cover the opening statements today in that trial. Our Adam Small will have a live report from Boise coming up at 7 and then again at 8. And our legal analyst, Greg Skordas, will join us in the next half hour.
Human remains found in remote Box Elder County are presumed to belong to a young man who's been missing since 2022. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with the latest. Michael?
Amanda, 19-year-old Dylan Rounds was reported missing in May of that year after a strange run-in with 60-year-old James Brenner, who was later charged with aggravated murder. Rounds' presumed remains were discovered near the ghost town of Lucen. He was working on a farm in the western part of Box Elder County at the time of his disappearance, but the state medical examiner is working to confirm whether these remains are Rounds. In the meantime, the sheriff's office gave their deepest sympathies to his family. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More fallout this morning after Arizona Supreme Court upheld an almost complete ban on abortion. The ruling hinges on a law that was passed in 1864. The law is set to take effect in 2 weeks, and Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging voters to have the final say at the ballot box this fall.
This November, Arizonans may have an opportunity to make their voices heard on this important issue.
The law does have an exception if the mother's life is in danger.
Political analyst Mike O'Neill at our sister station KTAR says the court ruling is a rallying cry for groups trying to make abortion a state constitutional right.
Proponents of the initiative can now hold out the prospects of total prohibition of abortion as the alternative to their proposal.
The proposed amendment would guarantee women could get an abortion in Arizona until about 24 weeks of pregnancy. It would also allow for abortions in cases where the mother's life is at risk.
Free health screenings will soon be offered at schools in the Provo City School District. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has that story.
The Nordic College of Osteopathic Medicine is partnering with financial donors like the Provo Open to give student doctors a chance to practice and offer free health screenings to elementary kids in the Provo School District. Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi, who the program is named after, says the screenings will be invaluable for low-income families who may not have access to quality health care.
The program will be rolled out in phases. Its first health screening fair is coming up on May 1st at the Timpanogos Elementary School.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. Get ready for a nice warm-up.
Our warming trend will continue into Friday, where we'll top out at 78 degrees. The old record for that date is actually 81. So we'll fall short of a record warm day Friday by about 3 degrees if the forecast holds.
We should see a high today of 62, but then we see above normal temperatures with 71 on Thursday, 78 on Friday, and a nice 75 on Saturday.
Time for that first look traffic as we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And we've got a great drive on the freeways so far. No crashes or real delays anywhere. Even the gates to Hill Air Force Base all seem to be getting people through fairly quickly. The West Gate may be the busiest of the three. And going into the canyons, all the roads are dry and no restrictions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
This morning, we're learning about a student in Lehigh who may have helped prevent a school shooting back in November. We now know a school resource officer got a tip from the student that a classmate had a gun. Corporal Jack Smith tells KSL TV he did find a handgun in the suspected student's backpack.
I found, the word kill written on a few things in his binders and papers. There was writings from him that were concerning and suicidal and violent.
The student admitted he did have suicidal thoughts. His classmate who reported him is being credited with saving his life. The student is getting treatment.
New rules are coming for the WIC program.
The federal program helping to pay for groceries for millions of low-income mothers, babies, and young kids will soon emphasize more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. The final rule changes for the program known as WIC were announced Tuesday by the Food and Nutrition Service and will take effect within 2 years, with some exceptions. Under new rules, fruits and vegetable vouchers in 2024 will provide $26 a month for kids ages 1 through 4, $47 a month for pregnant and postpartum women, and $52 for breastfeeding women. I'm Julie Walker.
Kids love Lunchables, but Consumer Reports says anything similar to the cheese, meat, and snack cracker kits should never be on a school lunch menu. The group's report says the version often showing up in schools has even more sodium than the versions sold in grocery stores. The report also found small levels of lead and cadmium in many different versions of Lunchables, but nothing above the legal limit.
We learned in the newsroom this morning, mom and dad love Lunchables.
Oh, yeah.
Not just
they're
kids.
So easy. Yeah.
Evermore Park in Utah County has closed its doors, but property owner Brandon Fugel says the park won't be closed for long.
The real estate where Evermore Park was located is being repositioned to unveil a new attraction and project that is going to be announced.
Fugel says the group that ran the fantasy and medieval theme park had struggled for the past several years, and the pandemic made the problem worse.
It's a